It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. 37 years ago, choreographer Charles Davis founded Dance Africa in New York City. The festival of dance based in African cultures has since become the largest celebration of African dance in the country. The festival is in Pittsburgh for its third year. Tomorrow at the August Wilson Center in collaboration with the Legacy Arts Project, where Pittsburghers can learn the artistic traditions of the African diaspora. Aaron Perry, the executive director of the Legacy Arts Project, joins us along with Chuck Davis to talk about the proliferation of African heritage through dance. Chuck Davis, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Peace and blessings. Thank you very much.
And Aaron, good to have you with us. Aaron Perry.
Thank you as well. Nice to be here.
Dr. Davis, let me start with you.
Baba Chuck.
Papa Chuck?
Baba.
Baba Chuck.
Right.
That's how you Chuck. Want to be addressed.
That's they know me as Baba Chuck all over the world.
Whatever you please. All right, Baba Chuck, in terms of a festival of dance, how would you describe the range of dance styles that will be presented?
African diasporic, in that we have traditions coming from the Caribbean, from Santiago in Cuba. We will have traditional Senegambian dance styles. We will have a blending of everything with Ill Style Peace production. And all of this as we celebrate the fact that traditional dance, as we are involved in this country, stemmed from the continent of Africa, from every point on the African continent. Many of us have at least 25 different ethnic heritages running through our DNA.
So there are a lot of different dance styles.
Oh, as you figure, as many languages as there are, as many ethnic groups as there are at least 100 dances for each one.
And they come from all areas of Africa?
From all over the continent. You have the strong Zulu Isicathulo coming in from South Africa. You have the Ganza coming in from Republic of the Congo. You have Saba coming in from Senegal. You have Linyin coming in from Gambia. Then you get into to Ghana, and you have all the very elegant dances paying homage to the ancestors. So every country will have its own way of preserving their tradition, and each ethnic group will, of course, have their way of preservation.
Talk about the popularity of African dance since the 1970s, when Dance Africa started.
It has grown by leaps and bounds. Dance Africa, supported by the Brooklyn Academy of Music, place your hand over your heart, right? We said thank you, thank you, thank you. And 1977, and they gave me carte blanche to pull the dance companies together. And I did it mainly to wipe out and erase the lies coming from the Tarzan movies. I wanted folks to know that traditional culture coming out of Africa was more than Ooga Booga, which is what you would get from watching those movies. And then it began to grow. Now, you said that Dance Africa is the largest in the United States. It's actually the longest running in the world. There isn't a festival of this type anywhere except in New York, which celebrates. And now we have Dance Africa in Pittsburgh. We have it in Denver, Colorado. We have it in Dallas, Texas, Atlanta, Washington, D.C., and Philadelphia. And Durham, North Carolina is talking to us, as well as Los Angeles. And we have presented it in Los Angeles. But in answer to your question, I'm from North Carolina, so you see I had to go around the barn to come in the front door. But it is growing. And bam, in 3 weeks, every ticket, every night, is standing room only. We do 6 performances there, and every night is standing room only.
Aaron, how have you seen the popularity of African dance proliferate here in Pittsburgh?
Well, in my experiences, I've actually been participating with African dance for the last 10 years. And so I've begun with a smaller company and have since that time transitioned into another company, which is the Legacy Arts Project, of which I am currently the executive director. So I've had a lot of experience of being just in the circle of African dance in Pittsburgh. I'd have to say that we have a community of African dance, which consists of West African from the Senegambia region, like Baba Chuck spoke of, as well as Congolese dance, which is, of course, Central African. So there is a community of African dance in Pittsburgh. We have the opportunity, just like with Dance Africa, to bring more exposure to our communities of the dance of the diaspora. So just for our performance tomorrow, we're having an Afro-Cuban group, Oju Oro, coming to Pittsburgh. And that is a style of dance that is not in Pittsburgh currently. So we're able to bring exposure to those in Pittsburgh who are already interested in traditional dances of the diaspora. So it's growing in a lot of regards. And the work that we're doing is also pushing it forward in order to bring more exposure of various styles of dance from the diaspora. So although we have right now a sort of, just within West African and Central African styles, now we're bringing more exposure, and not only through traditional dance, but seeing the ways that it is also transitioned into contemporary dance forms. So we're able to just see the proliferation in a lot of different regards, so that we can take it from the traditional sort of application and practice and see how that it has made its momentum and way through into contemporary dance forms, such as Ill Style and Peace, who will perform tomorrow. They are an example of the fusion of tradition into contemporary by way of not only what is considered to be quote unquote contemporary or modern dance, but also in terms of the hip hop manifestations that they're able to exemplify.
Sure. And I want to talk more about that. But I first, Aaron, I would like you to describe what happened the first time you heard the drums.
Oh, wow. That's such a great question. Wow. I'm just pleased that you asked me that, because interestingly, 10 years ago, when 11 years ago now, when I first began to dance, I took a class at the Homewood YMCA, mm-hmm. which is now no longer there because now there's a new YMCA is there. But when I walked in the door of the gymnasium at the Homewood YMCA, my heart nearly stopped. And it was literally the first time that I was exposed to live drumming. And it moved me from my foot through my crown. I felt the rhythm waken something inside of me. And I knew from that moment on that there was something about my experience that I needed to know more about. So the first time that I heard a drum, that I felt a drum, it's not even hearing, it's feeling. The first time that I felt the vibration of the drum, it literally made the hairs on my body stand on end. And I knew that this was a part of my exploration to my journey of self.
And how did you become the fluid, mesmerizing dancer that you are today?
Well, thank you. Although I don't know if you've ever seen me dance, but
I've seen everything.
I appreciate the description of my dance. The way that I have actually began to continue to cultivate myself as a dancer is through continuous practice and continuous study, and being able to take classes with different instructors, being able to have exposure to different styles of dance. You know, I'm an advocate of the arts, so I'm always expressing to my students, as I am a teacher as well, that the more that you can be exposed to different forms of art, the more that it'll inform your own art form, so that you're able to have a wider range of expression. So I'm continuously putting myself into places and spaces where I'm able to cultivate my learning from other people, just like my humble elder that I love so dearly, Baba Chuck. You know, there's lots that I've learned from him.
You know, I would like to jump on just a tiny bit.
Sure, sure.
In December, we had the Cultural Arts Safari made a trip to Santiago, Cuba. And Erin and her husband, you know, were there with us. And the dancers in the Katumba folklorical troupe put Erin up front, as we all were learning the different dance styles. So that's an attest to her ability to reach out and grasp the cultures that she is learning and make it a part of her inner reality.
Now, Baba Chuck, you are a large gentleman, 6'5".
And a half. Don't forget my one half.
I won't forget that. 6'5 and a half and over 200 pounds. So how do you stay light on your feet? Or do you even need to be light on your feet when you're performing this?
'Tis said, but I come from the tradition where you plant your feet in the sacredness of the earth, and you allow that energy to become a part of your being. And in doing so, as you interpret the rhythms that are given for whatever reason, this becomes your mode of transportation through life. And yes, it is light on the feet, but it's because of the traditions born on the continent and spread throughout, you know, the universe. And yeah, 6'5"
Mm-hmm.
I'm still kicking. I got a messed up knee right now, but I still kick on the other side.
You too, huh? You got that messed up knee thing. A lot of us of a certain age seem to be experiencing that. We're talking with Chuck Davis, Baba Chuck, about the proliferation of African-American heritage African heritage through dance. And Baba Chuck founded Dance Africa in New York City. Also with us is Erin Perry. She's the executive director of the Legacy Arts Project, and we're talking about the Festival of Dance in African Cultures, a huge event celebrating African dance. It is happening at the August Wilson Center tomorrow, and I'll let either one of you describe what's on the agenda tomorrow before we wrap up.
So we actually have two shows tomorrow. 1 p.m. is our youth matinee, and it will feature a local group, the Hill Dance Academy Theater, where we are bringing youth in to show the work that they've been doing locally. And we're also pairing that with our two feature performers, which is the Afro-Cuban group Ojo Oro, that's my Spanish pronunciation, and Il Style and Peace Productions. And so the 1 p.m. show is geared towards young people and being able to just show them the excitement of dance that is very attainable to them.
And is that where the hip-hop group, which incorporates African and modern dance, will be performing?
Yes, they'll perform at both shows. But their 1 p.m. show is actually geared specifically to the youth. They have a show called No Bullying, Stop Bullying, Let's
it's
Be
a
Friends.
Fabulous work.
Yes, and so they're able to show how people can come together, how youth in particular can come together and understand the commonalities that exist within them as opposed to the things that separate them. So that's a part of the 1 p.m. show. At 8 p.m. is our feature performance. We are bringing out the red carpet as a semi-formal attire. And for this show, we will have our Council of Elders, who will be a part of the opening of our ceremonies. Our group, the Legacy Arts Project, is also going to perform as well. And then we'll have the featured artist, the Ojo Oro, Afro-Cuban Dance Ensemble, and Il Style and Peace Productions, who will round out the show.
Ojo Oro.
Yes.
All right. You've taught me how to say it. Before we wrap up, Baba Chuck, how important is it to appeal to the younger generations in order to help preserve the legacy of African dance?
One thing Dance Africa displays is umoja, or unity. And we let everyone know that if we can come together from different heritage and work together and unify, so can you. And dovetailing on Erin, Il Style and Peace, the work they're doing, bullying is running rampant. It's a scourge in our country. So we must do everything that we can do to make the young people understand that it is not acceptable. It is not acceptable to be disrespectful to your peers or dishonest to yourself. And that's what a bully is. A bully is dishonest. Of personal dishonesty. But all of us come together because we exemplify peace, love, and respect for everybody, and we will make it work.
It's a celebration of African dance tomorrow at the August Wilson Center, and I want to thank Erin Perry and Dr. Chuck Davis, Baba Chuck, for joining us. Enjoyed it.
Right.
Thank you.
Thanks. And, of course, my reach out to all my NPR family in Durham, North Carolina.
Sounds good. Thank you. Coming up, we'll introduce you to the artist behind the ghost signs of Pittsburgh. It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.